Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day Sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
So I'm here with Richard Sill from FCM TV and History Project Maston. Mm-hmm. We're here at the premiere of this film. How excited are you at this moment in time?
Well, it's just a bit of a film showing. There's one bit of my head I can rationalise, the other bit of me, it's a little bit of nervous anxiety, really, because we've spent the last 24 hours just trying to get the thing to play the right DVD. So anyway, it's all going to work.
It can't.
What possibly could go wrong? Much.
But this film has been, what, 3 or 4 months in the making?
Not quite that. It's been a collaborative effort. If it wasn't for Neil Boothman going out and collecting all this footage over the last several months, well, we wouldn't have anything to cut away to in terms of that stuff. That's been brilliant. And if it wasn't for Aidan there giving me and Kay a very detailed and very good training session on using Final Cut Pro, made my head hurt. It's like being at school. So it was really useful. So it wasn't for that kind of collaborative approach, and me and Kay then, in the process of editing, squabbling over who had the mouse at that point in time, where you make the cut.
Yeah.
You know, yes, taking that. So it's been the product itself. God, I sound like an advertising exec.
It's all right, don't worry.
Oh, sorry. I was going to.
It catches.
It catches, yeah. Sorry.
Tell us about the product.
The product.
For the end user.
Yeah, the end user. Right, it's 20 minutes and 7 seconds. So it's a combination of interviews with the members of the team and cutting away to some of the goals, some of the actions, some of the stuff. But a story, I think, that runs quite well through it. A bit about women's, the Royal history of women's football, about the volunteers, the team, where the team is going, and where we might be in the future. So I think the narrative, if I mean, the narrative structure is quite good. I think
I've seen a little preview, obviously, before the showing, but it's remarkable, the quality of it, considering what we're talking about here. It's a non-league football club doing a documentary on a non-league women's team,
yeah,
and the quality of it is amazing, and it looks like it's taken yonks to edit and put together, and how much effort has gone into it, because it's just, the quality wise is just astounding.
Thank you very much, very complimentary.
No problem.
I love you, Ben. But it's just the technology we've got at our fingertips now, which is quite exciting, that enables people to produce things with that sense of quality in terms of digital SLRs and the software, which part of what we do with the History Project Maston and my colleague over there, Paul, ex-miner, we do that stuff on the mining. Part of when we started doing stuff like that was shooting on flip cameras and iPhones, was just about capturing a moment of history or sharing something, using YouTube to share out. So that's developed, and also basically amusing ourselves while we're doing it, and, you know, providing a sort of valuable service about history. Because
yes,
I think history is what we do now. But now
it all needs documented.
Yeah, it does. And we've got all this technology, and we can document this stuff now. And it's brilliant.
And this is the documentary about the founding and the first season of the FC United women's team, which, to be honest with you, from a football perspective, looking on from the first team, it's been amazing this season, the growth of it. I mean, we covered the City match, and there was 200 people there.
Yeah. You know, it's for me, it's quite useful, because it's a mile up the road from where I live.
Yeah.
And the quality of the game, and it's it comes out in the film, it's a different kind of game, in the sense of that some of the technical skill the players, Kirsty is a left winger.
Yeah, amazing.
She's absolutely amazing stuff. I look at that and go, God, I wouldn't want to play against her. But if I was in a team, I'd want her in my team. You know,
on the promo, the goal against Oldham, wasn't it, where it was bounced into the top corner.
Yeah, that's right. And then she just lobsled. She's just brilliant, you know. So I just think if that's the first season, that's amazing. I think we're going to have to do one for the second season. It's going to be the series, isn't there? You know? It's be like Lost.
Yes.
It'll go on for hours and hours, years. But, you know, that sort of stuff, we can do that. And hopefully take some of the players involved in the process of making films. That's what I want to, would like to think, is involving more people from the FC family in the process of saying, here's an idea, why don't we take that? Or people from the play in the film, or in the team going, can we have an input about doing something about that subject?